Parliament has added its voice in condemning violence against journalists as Ghana joins the world to mark International Press Freedom Day. In a statement to commemorate the day, MP for Tana North, Frida Prempeh, says securing the safety of journalists is more crucial now than ever, since, according to her, the last 10 years have seen the murder of more than 600 journalists and media workers worldwide. She says when people are found culpable of the death or injury of journalists and are not brought to book, it fuels the crimes against the media. She said that impunity in the attacks against the media sends a signal to the public to keep quiet about corruption, environmental damage or human rights violations. The situation will not only lead to a lawless society, but also cause a lack of faith in the rule of law. Augusto Zakwe and Dominic Longi have this report.
This year's International Press Freedom will be throwing the searchlight on ensuring the safety of journalists and media workers, combating impunity against press freedom and online safety. MP for Tana North, Frida Prempeh, in her statement, gave thumbs up to the country in ensuring press freedom. She, however, called on the state to bring justice to bear in the few instances of infractions against journalists.
Ghana journalists have relatively more freedom to work. Our dear country must praise itself for this achievement. However, Mr. Speaker, the March 6, 2013 assault on two journalists by the military at the Independence Square dents the country's reputation as regards treatment and independence of the media, even on Independence Day. Mr. Speaker, I suggest that we work harder to improve on our press freedom initiative to enable Ghana move higher on the index.
MPs who got a chance to contribute to the statement were in unison in commending the media, in informing, educating and entertaining the public. They were equally swift in calling on journalists to be tactful and professional in their work. The Minister for Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yarga, said government is committed to championing the work of the media, culminating in the addition of media relations to the work of the ministry. He also touched on the establishment of the media fund to aid the work of journalists.
Without some state support, most of our media sometimes will be operating under circumstances where they could be easily exploited by other forces. It is in this regard that our ministry is considering the use of the National Media Fund to support to some extent the operational cost of some media houses. In this regard, Mr. Speaker, we have been supporting with some facilities and infrastructure such as laptops and then also providing training for them, given the extent of the use of internet and online media practice, which is an emerging but of course almost becoming a dominant aspect of media practice these days.
The MP for Kwesimitim, Joe Bedu Ansah, charged the media not to be agents of polarization. He said there is the need for most media houses to restructure their morning shows.
Augusto Zakwe and Dominic Longi filed that report.
Radio Ghana sampled views and comments of some journalists on the performance of the media so far.
Ghana is blessed, of course. We as the media are free. Our media has been adjudged internationally as one of the freest. And so we definitely are seeing the fruits of that. We see, for example, issues that are going on currently, the Supreme Court proceedings that we're all watching live and, you know, listening on our radio set. Some years back, it wasn't like, what are the consequences of these freedoms that we're enjoying? In terms of content, for example, you listen to radio stations across and then you find out that we have challenges when it comes to content. What are we feeding the people with? Sometimes some of them are tainted. Sometimes some of them are not the issues that we need to be discussing. So these are the issues that we need to look at as we go forth in terms of press freedom. But I think that so far so good.
As to whether the media is abusing the press freedom, I don't think it is so. We are supposed to carry out our duties in a free environment. Of course, there have been times that we have not been up to our task, but it doesn't really mean that we are abusing the freedom that we've been given as journalists. There's more room for improvement. I'm looking at a vibrant media, a media where we would have our facts right before we write. I'm looking at a media where our needs as an organization can be met so that we'll be able to carry out the job well. Many things have hindered our process and our achievements. So I'm looking at the GJA strengthening its calls to helping journalists in this country.
For press freedom here in our country and to a large extent in the sub-region, I don't think press freedom in practical terms really exists. Though in the statutes, for instance, in our legal statutes, press freedom is said to be prevalent. or the regime, legal regime, is one that promotes press freedom. I think it's just in the books, but in reality, there's nothing called press freedom. Just don't go far. In just the previous much past, we found hosts of military men abusing in the full stare and glare of the general public, a member of the Inky fraternity. And the videos were there. They were captured by our fellow media men. And we petitioned the right and appropriate bodies only for the Ghana Armed Forces to institute a commission of oil, committee of inquiry, or whatever they call it, to come out to state that our colleague in Ghanaian Times was not abused. Look, do not go far. A year before, when President Mills was alive, personally, I was abused. I was flawed in the stare and glare of everybody, to the extent that President Mills' close escort pulled me aside and said, "Young man, we have seen what has happened. We'll take necessary steps to forestall any of such eventualities." Only for the coming year, for us to have an extreme abuse of that kind. And you think press freedom is here? I beg to differ. National security agents ordered that I should be taken out of the cameraman and beaten. Answer me. Is there anything called press freedom here?
I think to some extent the Ghanaian media is enjoying press freedom. Comparing to those days when they were being attacked, I think today is better.
Those were some views and comments of some journalists on World Press Freedom Day, which falls today.